Hey, what's up, y'all?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Straight Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. I'm live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Y'all know the call-in number, 310-861-2317. I'm blessed to have a very special guest sitting in with me live today. Y'all know I don't often Skype, but I had to Skype today because this brother told me he had to be seen, you know what I'm saying, had to be on the scene and had to be seen. So I said, fuck it. We're going to go ahead and make it happen, man.
Go live, baby.
Get you live so that way we could be seen. If you feel like calling in, hit Trey.love on Skype. So I think you might have somebody hitting you right now. But Bill, what I want you to do, man, is take this time and opportunity to tell everybody what's going on. You know, we got the big show tomorrow night.
What's cracking off, you know what I'm saying? I got the joint over at Sal's Comedy Hold on Melrose. And what we're doing, the title of it is called Love the Craft, you know what I'm saying? And it's for people who love the craft that they're doing. If you're a comedian, an actor, writer, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to have a real good mainstream room, you know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but it's not an all-black room. It's a black comedy jam night, you know what I'm saying? None of that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? There's some real mainstream shit. We got my man, my co-host, Freeze Love, you know what I'm saying? He's a world-renowned veteran of the game on the road with Chuck Murphy every day for the last 5 years. So it's some real industry shit about to happen. So that's what it's for. It's free admission. You know what I'm saying? One drink minimum. We ain't even trying to make no money. But it's about to go down. I'm about to link up with you, Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? And start doing my blog talk radio. I was over at RMC with Spanky Hayes. But I want to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some nice shit I want to talk about on the air. People need to know what it is.
Well, that's what it's about. And I'm going to just say this. You know, it's just like about the hustle. The people that know me, y'all know how I get down. You know, brother bring everything he can to my craft, to the acting, to the comedy. But this is something I do to not only keep my name out there, but, you know, keep my finger on the pulse. You know, I ran into Bill. I seen him at Tina Graham's birthday party. You know what I mean? And, of course, we know who this man is. He's a legend. You know, Def Comedy Jam, you know, among other so many other things. I just was like, you know, honored to just even him working with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's get down. So it's funny how things work. I saw him doing a show on Facebook, and I was like, hey, can I get down? He said, all I need you to do is help promote it. Trey Love,
man,
Mr. Marketing Promoting King, here it is. We live, you know what I'm saying? I told him how we'll do it. So y'all make sure y'all support what we're doing. Tomorrow night, we got him over at Sal's Comedy Hall. What's the address?
You know what?
Look it up. Time. We ain't no rush.
I don't have it.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I know it's like,
look it up right
like
now.
A block and a half of Pink's hot dogs. So put in your GPS, what's by Pink's hot dogs named Sal's?
While I'm looking that up, I'm going to tell y'all
we got the flyer.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the flyer now. My homegirl, Lottie B, she's going to be with me over at the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico. We doing that.
She doing my show, too. Y'all doing my show.
We doing that tomorrow.
Wow. Y'all doing my joint tomorrow in Hollywood. You got your joint coming up. Over at the Union, it's all about getting together, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100. All the white entertainers, they stick together, man.
They stick together.
This shit that me and Trey doing, we bump into each other. This is on the spiritual because niggas got to start coming together.
Got to.
Like how we did when we was African kings and queens. Mm-hmm. They came together and made shit happen.
Everybody has.
Teamwork make the dream work.
No,
you understand
that? That's the flyer right there. I'm going to give you all the information.
What's the address on that
joint? Let me read everything. Love the Craft, Sal's Comedy Hole, Novices and Popeyes, 7356 Melrose Ave. That's 356 Melrose Ave, Los Angeles, California, 90033, January 7th, between La Brea and Fairfax, 2014, 8 o'clock p.m., hosted by Bill Hill, No Vices.
And that's Novices.
Novices. Make sure you check me.
That's a big word.
Yeah, I know. You know, I got my GED. Bill Hill. Got my GED. Bill Hill Novices and Freeze Love Popeyes. And that's Facebook. Go to Bill Hill. Y'all join my man on Facebook.
Yeah.
And go to Twitter. Check out Freeze Love. I'm going to just tell y'all, man, this thing is real big. As I don't know if y'all know, but check it out. Charlie Murphy retweeted this. Make sure y'all see that flyer, man. Charlie Murphy retweeted that. So we doing it big, man. He talking about having major stuff in there, man.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Eddie might come through. You know, y'all better pay attention.
That's what's going to end up happening.
Getting
and big shots off to Freeze Love for even, you know what I'm saying, working with a dude like Charlie. I had the opportunity to work with Charlie in Detroit. And he's a real cool dude, you know what I'm saying? He's real 100, you know what I'm saying? And to be in the position he in and to still keep it 100,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot of people who ain't got as much money as Charlie Murphy, and they ain't acting right.
Real talk.
They putting too much on it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is out here. I mean, I don't really trip on what niggas is wearing. Because really the fashion shit that's out here now, that shit is old, man. We wore that shit back in 81.
Right.
Back when niggas was listening to techno. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, but we wasn't on no weirdo shit when we wore it. But now it seems like niggas is wearing these clothes. Some of you niggas is wearing some see-through shirts. I've been seeing the see-through tight boy every now and then. So I'm coming out, put you niggas on my new reality show called The Lady Boys.
Oh, man. Hey, we was just saying, tell them about what we saw at NoHo, and you changed the name on it.
Oh, yeah. See, the nigga in North Hollywood, the nigga had on leggings and some red booty shorts on top of the leggings.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, nigga, yeah. Talking about you over here in NoHo. I'm what like, these niggas over here is yes ho.
They yes ho.
They down for it, baby. They want to turn up.
They call them yes ho. And it's a lot going on in the comedy world. It's a new Ha Ha Cafe, right?
Yep, right on Lancashire. They're about to open that joint up. It's real nice, too.
It's right down the street from the old one, man. I just saw it. And I have some sad news to report, y'all. Some very sad news to report. Nah, man, I found out I had 3 birthday parties in a row. Mm-hmm. I got footage and everything. You know, this club is a legendary club, man. Jay Anthony Brown owns it, but he closed it down, man. The J Spot, the world famous J Spot, man, off Manchester is. Yeah,
I had the pleasure of hosting that joint about 4 times Saturday night. So I hosted about 4 Saturdays through Michelle Murdoch. Shout out to Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle. Shout out to Chris and him over there, man. All the staff, employees. Terrell, the manager, man. Shout out to Terrell.
Yeah, them dudes put money in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes, you know, location and, you know, stuff plays a factor. You know what I'm saying? If they move that spot in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, and Jay come through there, you know what I'm saying, do how he do it.
Right.
It's going to pop right back off. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the J Spot family, man.
Yeah.
And shout out to them. I got my people in Detroit, man. My homegirl Coco and my homeboy Foolish. They just got fired from the radio, WJLB. They've been in like 15 years apiece.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let the whole world know, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be all right. That's why it's good to have experience in radio like that. They're about to go right to another station. Mm-hmm. They can pack up and leave and go anywhere and get on the air. So they're going to be all right. They're my people, man. It's just real out here. That's why I don't like a lot of shit be going on. Niggas don't understand. It's real out here.
Mm-hmm.
We in California, it's about 75 degrees, but nigga, where I'm from, nigga, it's 10 below zero.
Right.
And my kids is down there, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to hear all this turn up shit all the time. You can't turn up on everything.
Yeah.
Because it's real in the field. But your loved ones is that it's real. It's 75 degrees out here in L.A. And these niggas is out here wearing leggings.
Yeah, they got leggings on.
I'm trying to figure out how do these niggas get their pants on if they straight leg on your ankle.
Yeah.
These niggas are sleeping in the pants.
Y'all got to see it, man.
It's Hollywood, really man. Only and I wouldn't have it no other way, man.
It's really, really
I think I'm about to try to do the Red Fox movie, man. My man hit me up, told me I look just like the young Red Fox.
Wow.
He said, this is how Red Fox looked when he was young. And I'm like, damn, you know what? I like his style. I already have respect for the man. So I might as well, I'm about to try to push that too. But every Tuesday night, man, we doing Sal Straight Love. I need you to come through whenever you want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bring your people. It's free to get in.
Come through, y'all. So we're going to be there often, man. I got people that come through and holler at me, man. So all my folks out there, man, I'm not going to say one name because there's too many to name. I'm going to use my organization name and then my good friends who know y'all. All my Masonic brothers and sisters, man, all my frat, y'all come through. The rest of y'all, you know who you are. If I say one name, everybody going to be mad.
What fraternity are you in?
I'm a Mason, man.
I like the Masons. I did shows for them, man. Prince Hall, man.
Yeah.
I did the Marat Temple in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The theater that's owned by the Masons.
Right, right, right.
Downtown Indianapolis, the Marat Temple. I played that joint.
Mm.
And they got the room with everybody's big picture on the wall, the big OGs from the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
I know about that. Prince Hall Lodge, man, Detroit.
That's how we get down.
You know what I'm saying? Some real brothers.
Yeah, I'm the junior warden over at Sons of Moses Lodge, number one in Long Beach, man. You know,
I love it. I love it. They always treated me good. I made money with them, man.
Yeah, we're a good organization, man. You're going to make some more money with us, man. Yeah. It ain't over yet.
Hey, I wanted to say, I'm out in California, right? There's a lot of these, I'm seeing black girl and white girl issues. The white girls, you know, they trying to step all the way up. You know what I'm saying? They doing strange shit early. You know what I'm talking about? They spitting on penises. And black girls, y'all don't want to, y'all kind of dropping the ball a little bit. These white bitches are turned up. I'm telling you. You see what the best holiday got? All of them got a white girl.
Yeah. Everybody got a white
girl. Nigga talking that urban bullshit. Nigga, hey, I ain't going to get one. I got to be a white. I probably got the last coolest black wife ever. But I just noticed, like, black girls been kind of like, you know what I'm saying? A man told me about a broad he was married to. See, I'm about to make this movie. The girl married to my homeboy. My homeboy talking with some niggas. They're arguing. He's saying, my wife ain't never cheated on me. Never, nigga. My wife would never do that. He willing to make a bet with the guy he talking to.
Mm.
The guy tell him, man, don't never bet your life on nothing, man.
Right.
He said, you trust women too much.
Mm.
7 years later, now, church, listen to me, y'all. 7 years later, his wife told him that she had fucked that very same nigga who told him, you trust women too much. My nigga is miserable right now. This nigga said, Bill, I'm so depressed. This bitch done broke my heart. Savage motherfuckers. And he said the nigga was a fat, black, ugly motherfucker.
And the wife let the nigga tear that ass up.
He said, and she became a devoted Christian, and that's what made her confess everything she did. I told him, I said, well, at least she told you. He said, she done fucked niggas in the house. I said, nigga, she's tainted.
Yeah.
My wife let me know she done fucked on me. You're tainted. I'm gone, and I'm about to get the prettiest white bitch I can find.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start running the white women. Y'all play that game, we're going to run the white women. Hey, but check it out. I got a quick announcement to make. I love the fact that he told that story because it simply sets up one of the most hottest independent films coming to the nation, y'all. I will be at Raleigh Studios, y'all. Let me go to the event page. I know y'all see your boy doing Cyber Mac. It's going to be this Friday, January 10th, 5:30. Y'all come to, let me see, go to my Facebook page, go to the event, y'all, and check out the official screening of CyberMac. The address is 530, we're doing everything on Melrose, 5300 Melrose Ave, Los Angeles, California, 90038, Friday, January 10th, 5:30 p.m. Hey, man, y'all got to check me out, man. It's with Thirsty Gorilla Films in association with Southern Rivers Productions LLC. Y'all check it out, man. I'm the star of this film, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm doing my thing, and it's CyberMac. And what it's really on is it's on some real pimping game, you know. I mean, to each his own, but like you said, you know, the woman came out and told things that she did. I mean, my thing is, you know, you can love a woman, treat a woman good the way you're supposed to treat her, but at the same time, y'all, you know, always hold your own.
No, see, what it is, see, motherfuckers think that it's always the woman being hurt. And the woman, oh, he did her wrong. Oh, why he treat her so bad? My man called me last night and told me that this nigga's wife is a pure savage. He said, Bill, she told me about all the niggas she fucked. He said it was like 9 niggas. He said it was niggas that he talked to, niggas that was at his house, that was cool with his cousin. They done been fucking his wife.
That's a damn shame. Check it out, Downtown Comedy Club. I'll be there Saturday night, opening for the Mooney Twins, 4305 Deegan Boulevard, Suite 101. We're going to talk about some more stuff, y'all. It's we got like 90 seconds left in the show, 60 seconds left. Yeah, we only did a little 15-minute show, so we was just hollering at the people, letting them know that we got love. So before we go home, though, they still got us on Skype. Make sure you give them all the information one more time about tomorrow.
Yeah, but tomorrow, I don't even remember the fucking address straight, but tomorrow night, Sal's Comedy Hole, live on Melrose, man. That address is it's like 7511. It says put in your fucking Google in your car. Sales Comedy Hold.
I got you right here, y'all. Real quick, we got.
But we got the address for you.
Yeah, we got the address right here, y'all.
The address is drum roll,
7356 Melrose Ave, Los Angeles, California. See y'all tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, man. It's your boy Trey Love. My special guest, Bill Hill.
What's
it's going to be a lot more going on here. All right, y'all. Take care. 100, y'all. Peace.